With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Some of the talking heads of television shows have been stating that Democrats are not just going after the president, but they're specifically going after Donald Trump. This is partially true. He's been a hated target for many people from the moment he and his wife took the escalator down to his announcement that he was running for the highest office in the land. Yes, he's been bombastic, and he's attacked his foes, Democrats, Republicans, and media, mercilessly. So as his adversaries hurled hate toward him, he captured it and returned it tenfold. The question really is, if Donald Trump were not the Republican president, if Mike Pence or Mike Huckabee or Herman Cain had become the Republican president, how would they have been treated? Had John McCain or Mitt Romney become president, how would they have been treated? When John McCain died, his funeral was used as a platform to condemn Trump and praise McCain for his virulent opposition to Trump. Those who viciously condemned him when he ran against Obama in 2008 elevated McCain to a real political hero. George W. Bush won the presidency in 2000 and was hated and vilified by Democrats and most of the media. After the 9/11 attacks, many people backed off their criticism for a while, and then, after a while, they resumed their bitter attacks. Many people claimed they would never recognize him as their president. Boy, did they hate him. Obama's 2008 campaign mercilessly attacked Bush and continued attacking the former president once he took office. And for his part, Bush remained silent during Obama's reign, refusing to be pulled into a verbal political war. But when Donald Trump ran for the presidency and Bush refused to endorse him and was even suspected of criticizing the 45th president, Bush was just short of a hero. Democrats and many in their sympathy media were actually overheard saying they almost missed the Bush presidency. How does all of this happen? Republicans are hated when they run for office. To Democrats and the media, they can do nothing right. But when they leave office, that hate begins to dissipate, especially if that Republican has less than attractive things to say for the latest head of their own party. In 2012, Vice President Joe Biden inferred that a Romney administration would put black Americans, quote, back in chains, end of quote. But since Romney has been engaged in a political war with Trump and even voted during the impeachment trial to convict him, Democrats and their media partners fawn over him. The very same media expressed the same disdain for Richard Nixon and Ronald Reagan when they ran for the presidency. The media's knee-jerk reaction to Republicans even includes the most obvious of errors. GQ magazine recently published an article that stated the notorious segregationist Alabama Governor George Wallace was a Republican. The article initially read, quote, "Before Roe, Republicans and white evangelicals generally supported abortion rights, much in the way libertarians do now. George Wallace, the longtime Republican candidate of Alabama, four-time presidential candidate," well, end of quote. You get the idea. After a hail of criticism, an updated version acknowledged Wallace's Democrat Party affiliation. But the initial instinct was to label anyone who was a racist a Republican. The author of the article never bothered to check the facts. The assumption was good enough. No, it's not just Donald Trump that's so hated by Democrats in the media, though he is. It's any current head of the Republican Party. They're hated until they leave office and then utter some form of criticism for the next Republican leader. It's a vicious cycle that's been going on for years. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.